When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
I do not know what to make of Minnesota's new family leave program. 6 months in, we have a look at how many people are applying for this benefit. At first, my reaction is that, I mean, I sure wish I got this much time off when my wife was pregnant with her kids. Welcome to Drive Time. It's Jason. I want your input on Minnesota's Family Leave Act, and I especially would like to hear what your experience has been. Do you own a business where you've had to figure out, like, gosh, now I got, you know, a bunch of people going on leave? I have a number of examples that I've been gathering on social media today, but I'd love to hear from you at 651-461-9226. We reported on this in our news yesterday, and it was one of those things that sometimes I feel like I need some time to think about something before I bring it up on the air. Because my gut reaction, I think, was like a lot of yours. This idea where the state expected in the first 6 months of this new program, and this program gives you up to 20 weeks of leave for pregnancy, for caring for a relative, for illness or injury, all sorts of stuff. It's sort of a state insurance program where the premiums for it come through almost 0.9% payroll tax. So it's coming out of your check. Your employer might be paying some of it. You might be paying some of it. And the state gets this premium money, but then they've also funded this program so they can pay out a portion of your pay. So you could take, you know, your wife has a baby. You as the guy were, of course, the hero of that interaction. As the father, you participated in somewhere between 10 to 45 seconds of that moment. And your wife, who has spent almost 10 months carrying that child to term, you both get the same amount of time off. I know, bonding. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, old guy. Like, yes. But you could take 20 weeks of paid leave, courtesy of this program. For many, I bet this program has been amazing. Perhaps you work at an employee or an employer that doesn't have leave. And the truth is, I think the stats from around the country is something, you know, fewer than 30% of people have any sort of real leave program at their job. That's a lot of people who just end up going without pay, right? You get hurt, you go without pay. My sister has a chronic illness. She lives in Illinois. She uses her sick time. Boom. It's gone, and then she has to take paid leave. Unpaid leave, rather. If she lived in Minnesota, she would be eligible to take 20 weeks of leave. What makes it difficult to know how to feel about it is the state reported out that about 145,000 people applied for paid leave and around 75,000 applications were granted. Now, I have reached out to the state to try to get some clarity. Does that mean almost 50,000 people were denied because they were trying to scam the system? Or does it mean like those folks were, they had incomplete paperwork, whatever? It's hard to know if this thing is working or if this thing is not. It's hard to know. And that's why I'm asking for your input. 651-461-9226. One texter saying thank you for asking for input. I'm a small business owner of a very small company, and I think this is absolutely outrageous. That goes in line with some of the comments I got on social media from people who are dealing with this program. So, for example, MN Pop-Tart says, it has cost my company $80,000 in new taxes through Q2. That's not including the cost to replace employees on leave. I'm not saying there isn't a place for it, but it is true that it is only half. If it's true, it's only half funded. That's a huge problem for businesses that are going to be dumped on again. The law set a cap and said, here's the most that we can raise the payroll tax in order to fund this. At the end of the year, well, frankly, by the end of this month, there is going to be a recommendation from the state as to how much they should charge. I think at the most fundamental level, we look at this and say, people who need to care for a loved one or people who are post-surgery or post-injury, we do want them to have some paid leave so we can take care of each other. At the same time, another response says on a small team of eight, so imagine this, a company with just eight people, three have gone out on paid family medical leave, two at the same time. That's put a lot of strain on the rest of us. This Midwest Unity on X says, I know 100% that one of those employees went on vacation 1 week after coming back. She quit via text. So here is the danger, and I guess here is my challenge to you. We know there is going to be a certain amount of fraud. We know there are a certain number of people who are going to take advantage of the system. Welcome to life. Rich people take advantage of the system by trying to dodge taxes. Some ding-dong that works next to you in the office takes advantage of the system by calling in sick and using their sick days when they're not sick. So life has a certain amount of this. I am not ready to pronounce an entire program garbage or fraud because we can come up with some examples. That said, we don't have the best track record in this state at setting up a system that protects against the fraud. So it's difficult to know what to do. 651-461-9226. Jason, I'm both for and against this leave plan. My husband is a consultant. His company only makes money when it's 150 employees are placed with customers and then billing. At the same time, we need to somehow show humanity. I think that's right. Another texter says it's tough enough for our small businesses. Now we've added family leave, many weeks to that. What's coming up next? Another texter says it's low-hanging fruit for fraudsters. I think the question that we have to face, and look, I get it if your analysis of every program the state of Minnesota does is, look at all the fraud we had in the human services area. And, well, this is probably going to be fraud, too. I get it if that's your reaction. I honor that reaction. That is not what we do on this show. I don't analyze federal programs from Donald Trump by saying Donald Trump bad, and so everything is bad. Similarly, I don't analyze state programs by saying we were lazy when it comes to fraud, And so everything we do is going to be lazy when it comes to fraud. That's just not how I choose to do this show or to live my life. Texters at 651-461-9226 says, small businesses suffer tremendously with this new family leave law because they don't have any options to fill in the workplace. On top of the cost of it. Again, this probably had no big business impact, says this texter from 507, but the little guy gets killed again. I do think that's a valid response. In this state right now, if you are a small business, it is challenging with the new mandates, the new fees, this insurance program. Also, like, if you ask Minnesotans, what do you think about family leave? Should people have the ability to have paid time off from work? It's overwhelmingly popular. So this is also, this is classic, right? We want it, but we think other people are probably going to be liars when they use it. Betty is in Lakeville at 651-461-9226. Betty, you can tell, like, I'm sort of, at this point, it's jury's out on this. I'm nervous about this program, but I also feel like there are a lot of people who are getting to take care of their parents or take care of their children, and that is a good thing. Where are you on this?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that people that are fighting it and haven't been in the situation where they've had to stay home and take care of a sick child or even just spend some time with your newborn baby, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
And I also have a friend that's involved in the program, and it's very tight. There's not a lot of room for fraud. Yeah, and 5% of the people are going to take advantage of it. Yeah. That's life.
That is life.
The way it goes.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And to me, that's not like enough to just be like, oh, throw it out. It's fraud. It's that. It's like, well, yeah, there's some fraud in it for sure. But you do need, like,
sure,
to get approved. And this is why I'm trying to get a number. How many people were denied for, like, trying to rip off the thing or inadequate evidence or whatever? Because you can't just, like, fill out a form. You have to have a doctor's note or some sort of certification. Now, is there fraud in that process? Probably. But is it widespread? I don't know.
But I think there's a lot of steps that you have to go through from what I understand. And I also think, yeah, some of the small businesses are getting hit. But, you know, they pick and choose what they complain about. They can do a lot of things in the small business that they spend money on themselves, and that's fine. It's 0.1%. I mean, come on. Can't we just be a decent society that helps out people that need a little help? What's wrong with that? I'm not a wealthy person, but I feel like it's okay to help people. It's okay. It's not going to kill any of us. And someday they might need it. And then they'll be like, wow, that was awesome. Like, I was able to help and care for my sick child or whoever.
Yeah, and there is benefit to the employer also, the fact that they don't have to go out and, you know, recruit and try to, you know, relocate or hire a new employee. You get to keep the institutional knowledge because somebody doesn't have to leave their job for this moment. They get that cushion. That said, if I were a small business, like, I think about my friend who owns a restaurant, and you have people who are taking advantage of this benefit, as they should, why not? But then you got to hire new people to come in and fill that job for 10 weeks or 12 weeks or 4 weeks. And that's really hard when you are a really small business. That's difficult, too.
It is. And I am, you know, I am involved in that situation. But I think a lot of it is a conversation between the employer and the employee to try to figure out a plan. Yeah. Well, what's going to work for everybody here? You know, that's part of the problem, is just need communication.
Betty, good call. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it. 651-461-9226. Tons of text coming in. Drive Time will share your thoughts on this as we continue.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code podcast at GRUNS.co.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, we're talking about the paid family medical leave in the state of Minnesota. It's one of those things where you look at it and you're like, man, this is very popular. 75,000 applications approved. Certainly people had a demand for this. On the other hand, you say, this is a lot of, that's a lot of use. 10,000 more applications approved than were expected. Already the tax rate went up before it even started. The tax rate was approved at one level by the legislature, was set there. Then it got raised when they looked at, let's be realistic. We're going to need to take more money in premiums. And likely it's going to go up again. And all of us are paying for this, just like unemployment insurance. It's a benefit like that. Will we be able to afford it? I think that is the question where you say, like, is this a want versus a need? I think in this case, it's both. It is a need for many people. The other solution is folks going on long-term disability, but that doesn't always fit based on some of this stuff. It's a tricky situation. Lots of texts coming in at 651-461-9226.
And it's only going to get trickier because you've got a generation, right, of our Gen Xers who are starting to take care of our parents, and that's only going to become more and more and more important and pulling us away from the job and important to have time away to be able to deal with it. You know, you have this huge boomer generation that's going to be needing care, and that's going to pull on this. I'm empathetic to small businesses that don't have a lot of employees and are struggling to figure out how to make this work. But you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? As you mentioned, we've already tweaked how we're doing the funding of it a couple of times. Well, we can also look at the other end of it and say, okay, it's not working for businesses below this particular level. It's placing an undue burden upon them. So we're going to raise whatever the floor is of this thing in terms of business size to make sure, because there are plenty of businesses in Minnesota that can handle this, no problem.
Right.
And we shouldn't let them off the hook and force their employees to, you know, not be able to get access to this sort of benefit simply because there are small businesses where it is an undue burden. And we can have those kinds of nuanced discussions and deal with that legislatively in the next session. But there's not nearly enough data in my mind yet to be able to say it's working, it's not working, and just, you know, end it.
The average weekly payment is just a little over $1,000. 58% of those who have applied are younger than 40. And something like, it was like 38,000 workers submitted applications for birth-related time off. Now, this year, that number is going to be a little higher because of what I would say is a dumb part of this program, that if you had a baby born in 2025, you got to retroactively use this benefit. Now, I suppose it was to try to be fair to that December 30th birthday or whatever, but I think that is going to juice the numbers at the beginning, and then you'll sort of see in Q3 and 4, the second halves of this year, how this works. Texter says, I'm in the middle of this paid leave process, and it is a pain in the my issues. One, there's no handshake between employer and state. You can double dip and get full pay plus state payments. I know because we did, and we're trying to get it straightened out with our payroll. Number two, if you worked for a good employer with paid leave already, it made your benefit much worse because now you get to play middleman between the state and HR instead of just getting full pay with no drama. That is a true statement. Like, one of my friends who owns a business had a paid leave benefit, which he got rid of because now there's this state benefit that everybody's paying for. So he did make that change. That said, he was in the minority having that benefit, right? So, like, did that for his workers end up being a little bit of a worse deal? Yes. For the aggregate, is it better? Yes. Own a small plumbing company. I have one employee in Minnesota, paid leave, and another one expected to go on it in January, both with new children. I'm currently paying the full premium for all my employees, but I'm second guessing it now for next year. Would love to know what people's thoughts are. I'm also thinking if you use it, you don't get vacation. I'm losing 12 weeks of production per employee, which in turn I'm working nights and weekends nonstop to keep up with demand. It's really interesting, right? Like, I think if I were a small business, I would take a look at what the burden of this was on me, and I would reconsider, like, the tax is a 0.88% payroll tax, and you're allowed to charge your employee 0.44%. I would get passing on the 0.44 if you were taking the whole thing on yourself right now. I think that makes sense to me. Unemployment is usually not a choice. Having a child is a choice. You should prepare for it, says a texter. I get it. It's the same thing when I say, like, oh, I wish I had zero leave as a dad back in the day. And I'm glad there's leave now. I'm not such a douche that because I didn't get the benefit, I'm like, this stinks. I didn't get it, so you should suffer too. Like, that's silly. Wendy is in Andover. It's a complicated scenario. The textures are being very good, Wendy. The calls are good too. I think everybody understands, like, the good of this and the challenge of it. Trying to figure out is it worth it is a little more tricky.
Yeah, I would like to talk about some of the challenges. One thing is if you're employed, you pay 0.04%, so it's an additional tax. If you're self-employed, it's 0.08% because the employer doesn't match it.
Right.
Self-employed people can't take time off because they don't have an employer, so they're paying double their income. For example, me, it's $1,500 a year out of my bank statement, and I can never take paid family leave because I'm the employer. I'm self-employed. So self-employed people should not be charged at all.
Can I just stop you right there? Because my understanding of the Minnesota program is that if you are self-employed or an independent contractor, you're not automatically in this program. You can choose to opt in. But you're not forced. If you're a one of one, you're not forced to opt in or pay this tax.
Real estate agents, insurance agents, all kinds of independent contractors, it's automatically taken out of the paycheck. It's not an option. And they're paying double what a W-2 employer is paying. And they can't take time off. Because if you take time off, you don't make any money at all.
Right.
So that's one thing. The other thing is I've got grandchildren that are sitting in the cafeteria 3 out of 4 of their class sessions a day because the teachers are on paid family leave and the school districts are not allowed to call in subs until a big percentage of the teachers are gone.
The school and the hospital scenario, I think, is the biggest challenge for this. Because Minnesota, right, where you just Minnesota Hospital Association has been speaking about the challenges of this because exactly what you said, it is very difficult to fill in those those positions. Thanks, Wendy. It's tough. My mind on this is open. I'm cautious. I think we have, as Dan said, nowhere near enough data on this. There are so many stories of great outcomes from this, right? Individuals like Nick, who said, I took 12 weeks off to be with my daughter. I'll forever be grateful for that time. I have no political stance on it. I was just very appreciative. It's interesting stuff. We're going to break in a minute. Tracy Perlman joins us. Tracy, as you know, with us every week, she works for Grand Casino Arena. I was curious what happens when you get like a sudden schedule change, when a pop star says, oh, I got to cancel my show. For a million different reasons, but they have to cancel. What happens? Tracy will tell us. We'll get into some other good stuff, too, when we come back on Drive Time.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Tracy Perlman is with us from her office at Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul. Tracy, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
How was your fourth?
It was lovely.
Did you
We did some mini golf. Oh, we did some sparklers. All the hot dogs.
Where do you mini golf? I feel like our mini golf scene here in the Twin Cities is not that good.
So we jumped the gun and did not listen to Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer and canceled our pool plans. So we mini golfed at Putt Shack in Edina.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
That
it's a little
fun.
More interactive than mini golf.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. The kids liked it. Our parents liked it. We're my family's golfers. And they really, my parents really enjoyed it. So it's fun.
We have like the mini golf scene has become like a video game scene,
yeah.
Right?
It's yeah.
Not like when I was a kid growing up in suburban Chicago, there was a mini golf place called Par King. Par King. And Par King had all the cheesy. They had the windmill. They had the, you know, at the end.
The clown mouth.
Yes. Yes. All of those things.
Yeah.
And I love that stuff. And especially like when you're in high school.
Yeah.
One of the things my kids talk about is that it's hard when you're under 21. It's hard to find stuff to do, mm-hmm. you know.
But there's also Centennial Lakes has a great mini golf course. That one's actually challenging.
Skill golf. Do you want skill golf or do you want comedy golf?
I just want to be entertained. Yeah. I want to have fun.
Yeah.
The other one is puttery in the North Loop.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one's a little more traditional, but it's like artsy.
I like the putt shack. Like I thought that. I mean, where's your favorite golf place? It's 651-461. 9226. We also have those big, like, launch pad. Have you been to launch pad down near Mystic Lake?
No, not yet.
That's pretty slick, that one.
I enjoy, like, Top Golf.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Right.
Similar idea. If I'm not actually golfing, it's fun.
Yes. Alyssa cannot golf.
Okay.
And she is most likely to be the champion when we go to.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because she's not overthinking it. Like when my parents go to Topgolf, they get really competitive.
Right.
They don't understand why the ball's not going where they want it to go. And I'm like, you have to play the game. Yeah. You got to look for the colors and you have to just keep hitting it. So if I know I can use my 7-iron and I can just knock it into a red consistently, my points will triple. I have to strategery.
Is it fun to win with the points or is it just more fun to like hit the ball and like really let
it?
Yeah. I just try to hit it as hard as I can. That's it.
Okay. Then you're not playing for strategy, but that's fine because then I'll win. Yeah. Everybody's happy.
That's true. It's a win-win. For you.
What did you do for the 4th?
4th of July, my sister-in-law and her husband, they are sort of the 4th of July mavens. So we had a party at their house in the Grove in the MG. Prior to that, we went to Meteor Bar in North Minneapolis, which had a hot dog eating contest.
Nice.
And what that moment taught me, as a big fan of Meteor Bar, I love that place. Meteor Bar is like, it's dive bar vibes, but craft cocktail.
I was going to say, it's like the bartender's bar, isn't it?
Bartenders love Meteor. And I love Meteor.
Mike Augustinak likes Meteor.
Big cocktail.
That may be an unsolicited advertisement, but I have personally dropped him off at that bar.
So what was interesting about being a 51-year-old man at Meteor Bar on the 4th of July is that I felt like a 98-year-old man at Meteor Bar.
Oh.
Because Meteor Bar is a place for the hipsters.
You qualify.
No. The hipsters of today are in their 20s. Okay. There were a lot of mullets. There were a lot of mullets.
Oh.
There were rat tails.
Oh.
There were...
plaid? Was there a lot of plaid? Are the hipsters not wearing plaid anymore? Yeah,
no, they're not. They're wearing very tight, like, graphic tees. Very tight graphic tees.
Okay.
That let you see maybe more than you... need to see, you know,
but want different.
It's just like there was a point that the hipster was like the bearded flannel going to the craft brewery guy,
right?
Today's hipster, it just was a different visual. It's
different
a different
vibe.
Visual. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if
was your cocktail good?
The cocktail was great. The hot dog experience.
Bomb pop? Like, I love a bomb pop cocktail on the 4th of July. Little grenadine, blue curacao, lemonade. Right.
America.
Vodka.
America. I would just say, like, the young people of the hipster bar scene, it's just like it made me glad that I wasn't young, you know? It looks like a lot of work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is.
So that's what we did. And then we watched people, like, try to do a hot dog eating contest, which I think we all think, like, how many hot dogs do you think you could eat in 5 minutes?
Two. I remember, Jason, I had gastric bypass. I have a tiny tummy.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe half of one?
I could maybe for sure one, maybe one and a half, maybe two if I'm like really hungry.
I'm not sure I could do two. I mean, you look at it and you think like, oh, that looks so fully, easy. But then watching these people, it was just bun and dog.
Okay.
How many do you think
were they doing the water bit? Because that's where it gets really gross watching one of these things where they dunk it in a big glass of water so that the bun goes down faster.
Well, we watched the Joey Chestnut thing before we went to Meteor, which let's just be honest, that was too much.
Yeah, no.
Too much time for Liz and I to watch people shove hot dogs in their mouth.
Not good.
Yeah. What I find amazing is once he knows he's ahead, he just slows himself down.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't have to eat six more, so I'm just going to slow her down.
Doesn't he have any pride, though? Like, let's try to get the record. Let's try to be better than before. You just want the money, I guess.
He just needs to win. Yeah. But I think I heard on the radio people say he has certain foods, like hot dogs is his specialty. There's other foods he's not as good at that they know they can beat him at. Mm. And I was like, oh.
He was here in Minnesota for like a chicken wing. I interviewed him. He was like on mid-morning or something back in the Channel 4 days. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. Weird. You know, you can make money doing all sorts of weird stuff in America.
If you were to take part in a eating contest, what food would you either want to attempt or do you feel like you would have a good shot at winning?
Fried pickles. Frickles.
Oh.
Yeah. I could house coins, frickle coins, like you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Dan?
I'm trying to process how you, I mean, that came right out of the holster. You didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
Well, I had fried pickles last night, and so it was just
top of mind. Yeah. Mine's pizza, without question. I can crush
some
pizza.
How would you do a pizza eating contest? Because the danger of, like, the mouth burn, the roof of your mouth from the...
Whoever's doing the contest then obviously has pizza? No, it doesn't have to be cold pizza. You just have to serve it at a, you know...
Lukewarm.
Temperature that works.
Warm, room temperature pizza.
You know how it is when you go to a pizza place... And it comes out and it's probably like the nuclear cheese, but if you give it like 5 minutes, it's fine.
Do you have that kind of patience?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called self-control.
Yeah.
I don't like if I get a tavern style pizza, square cut, like at Lattice or Red Savoy, I'm going to burn the roof of my mouth. I'm going to do it. I don't care.
Well, it's the reverse Joey Chestnut. I'm going to start slow, and then as the pizza cools, now I'm getting into it.
And then you build. Bing. Yeah, I think we'd also, for pizza, that's a good one. You'd have to, is it like the Minnesota cracker crust? Is it a thin crust? Lattice has got.
I think it's
got
to be a thin crust. Thicker. Yeah, no, you can't do the big thick crust. It has to be a thin crust.
But like the Sicilian style?
Yeah.
Go to town.
No. Texter's coming in with a couple mini golf suggestions before we take
please.
A break. Big Stone Mini Golf. Very fun.
Very fun. Minnetrista. That's not Minnetrista.
Big art sculpture is very cool. That's a good one. Mini golf at the Walker Art Center is a very cool place. Yeah, just skyline view, crazy art. Dinosaur Dred Scott in West Bloomington. Is that? In all my years, I have never heard of that. But that is, it's by the Pig Ate My Pizza, the Lynx at Dred Scott. I had no idea.
Huh.
Bloomington. There's a lot of stuff in Bloomington.
It's the premier mini golf course.
That's, and it's at Dred Scott Field, right by Tony Oliva Field. So this is right off of like 169 and Riverview Road. So
looks adorable.
No, there you go. All right, let's break. In a minute, we're going to ask Tracy about what happens when an artist cancels at Grand Casino Arena. Two pop stars canceled their shows in St. Paul this July. I just wonder, like, how this all goes down. Nothing specific about these two. People cancel shows for all sorts of reasons. But Meghan Trainor and Melanie Martinez both called off shows next week, which I assume means Tracy gets a few more nights to, like, go mini golfing. We'll learn a little bit more about that when we come back on Drive Time. Tracy Pearlman with us from Grand Casino Arena, where this next week was supposed to be a busy week over at Grand Casino Arena. But two pop stars canceled. Meghan Trainor, who, you know, like all about that bass, about the, you know, her. And that she's like half the woman she used to be, Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
And then Melanie Martinez, who I don't know who that is.
So she started on The Voice.
Okay.
And then kind of built up a career from there.
So they both canceled their shows next week. What happens to a venue So like over at Grand Casino Arena, you have plans, you have people scheduled, all this stuff. Maybe there are do you start building or preparing for sets or seating or any of that? Or
not at this point. So I'll back it up. So when we announce a show, we internally know a couple weeks to a couple months out ahead of time. That's established. People can rent out the venue. So how it works is somebody like Live Nation or AEG, a concert promoter, will rent out the building. We operate it. So the show is announced. For whatever reason, an artist cancels. It's sort of like canceling a reservation, canceling a hotel or restaurant reservation. So then we kind of stand down at that point. So as far as things being built, no, the sets and seats aren't put out until about a day or two before. Sometimes if people kick off a tour, Lionel Richie's kicked off a tour here. Trying to remember who else has kicked off tours. But when they kick off a tour here, they may be in the building, or Benson Boone was the other one. They may be in the building for a couple days before to just do rehearsals and final tech checks and things like that. But really, it's the night before a lot of the stages are built. So nothing was built. Seats weren't put out. These shows were canceled pretty early. They've been canceled now for a couple months. So any fans that bought tickets will get refunds, from the promoter. We're just kind of the middleman in it. So it's not as exciting as it sounds when shows get canceled.
Yeah, so it's not really that big of a deal. It's sort of like if Dan was getting married then...
and bye.
Somebody canceled at the last minute, then it's you lose your deposit or something.
The things that it does, end up affecting is you've got a lot of union workers, right, who are rigging the lights. They're putting out the chairs. They're cleaning the facility. All the people on tour, we have guest services people, the restaurants around the building. So there is a trickle effect when we're not as busy, right? But really, unless they're canceling a day or two before, we're not in that much of a staffing jam.
You got Monster Jam next week.
We do.
How long does it take to put all the dirt out there for Monster Jam?
It's about 3 days.
Three days.
They get it done in about a day and a half, but it takes them about 3 days to finalize it. We will put out a time-lapse video, and it is really fun to see because the trucks are huge and they're hauling a ton of local dirt, I learned last year.
Local dirt. Get out of here.
It's local. Oh, otherwise, they have to ship it.
It's artisanal local dirt.
It's from here in the Twin Cities.
You guys are so
Minnesota
desperate.
Dirt's the best dirt. People are telling me.
If they had to ship it and drag it from city to city, you're paying for all that extra fuel.
All right,
so it's coming right off of 394 is what it's
I want to know where the dirt is. I'm going to go out and do a social media video about the artisanal dirt that are being brought in for Gravedigger.
Yeah. It's a cool show. Get your tickets.
I will. I mean, honestly, the best thing about having Tracy on is she makes me look a little less like a shill. So only a little, though. Continental
Diamond. Let's not go that far.
Continental Diamond time is 3:58. Keep your dang dirt out of the Continental Diamond showroom in St. Louis Park. Thanks, Tracy.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code
code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.